What is up, you guys? Welcome to another edition of Controversial Thoughts, Costa Rica flavor. I'm in a new spot in Costa Rica. I came out to Nosara to see some friends, do a little surfing. The surf was crazy this morning. I definitely thought I was going to drown a few times, but I am here. I am alive. I am crushing it and loving life here. And I am here to do a Controversial Thoughts video for you guys. So the last podcast with Will Cole really got me thinking about some very interesting stuff around weight loss and why you are having trouble losing weight. Now, this is very relevant because we are doing an animal-based 30 challenge this April. This is April 2nd. Yesterday, April Fool's was the first day of our animal-based 30. We did one in January, huge success, 11,000 people. We want you to join us for animal-based 30 in April. If you need a kickstart, if you want to join a community of people eating an animal-based diet, you will see why eating an animal-based diet is so important and will help with your weight loss. In this video, go to animalbased30.com, free, sign up. You'll get discounts on our supplements at Heart and Soil. You'll get a question and answer session with me every week. You'll get a Facebook group. You'll get an infographic on the animal-based diet. You'll get all kinds of stuff. It's totally free to support you in your health journey because we want this idea to catch fire. We want everyone to know about the healing power of animal-based diets. So animalbased30.com, join us. Tell your friends, tell your grandma, tell your mom, tell your sister. Any of them need to lose weight or if they want to be healthier and rock the animal-based diet this month. So I want to start out with a consideration of this paper. The probability of an obese person attaining normal body weight, a cohort study using electronic health records. They had a ton of people in this study, right? Over the course of 10 years, over 200,000 people. They say 2 million people registered. And they looked at over 200,000 records. And what they found was that over that 10-year period, during a maximum of 9 years follow-up, only 1,283 men and 2,224 women attained normal body weight. In simple obesity, they say, the annual probability of attaining normal body weight was 1 in 210 for men and 1 in 120 for women. That sucks. Increasing to 1 in 1,290 for men and 1 in 677 for women with morbid obesity. Basically, mainstream weight loss paradigms stink. Eat less, move more doesn't work because there is no attention to dietary quality. There's no attention to micronutrients. There's no attention to any of the things found in animal meat and organs, which will help you attain satiety and help you maintain better health. One of my favorite quotes from the podcast with Will Cole was, our weight loss paradigm is completely backwards. We are thinking about losing weight to get healthy. We should be thinking about getting healthy to lose weight. And the way you get healthy is you eat a species-appropriate diet, which I believe very strongly is an animal-based diet, consisting of mostly animal meat and organs with some of the least toxic plant foods. If you want to know what the least toxic plant foods are, sign up for Animal-Based 30. We'll send you the infographic. We'll tell you all about it. I've posted about it on social media many times, but that quote is so important. If you want to lose weight, if your mom wants to lose weight, if your brother wants to lose weight, if your sister wants to lose weight, if your kids need to lose weight, they should become healthier first, and losing weight will happen automatically in most cases. Why will that happen? Because the nutrients found in animal meat are unique, because the nutrients found in organs are unique, and our body needs these things to do optimal biochemistry. This will result in satiety more often than not. And if it doesn't, reach out to us at Heart and Soil. We'll help you troubleshoot it. radicalhealth@heartandsoil.co. But losing weight is critical. It should not be the focus. And the way it gets distorted is when people focus on losing weight by eating the same crappy food, but less of it. So you'd have food restriction, which doesn't work long-term. You cannot keep yourself in a caloric prison long-term. Calories in, calories out is too simple a model to lose weight. You can starve yourself. You can do a protein-sparing modified fast, which is low carb, low fat, high protein, or moderate protein. You'll lose weight, but you'll feel like shit. Your hormones will tank and you won't keep the weight off. That's what all the bodybuilding competitors do, or most of them do. And this doesn't work. It doesn't work long-term. People balloon and then they shrink. They balloon and they shrink. If you want to lose weight healthfully, long-term, sustainably, improve your food quality. Animal-based 30, an animal-based diet, what we do at Heart and Soil Supplements with our desiccated organs is all about that. So check out this paper, which is really cool. Novel aspects of health-promoting compounds in meat. Very cool, right? The reference is here. You guys can Google it. You can find the paper and read it. But I want to show you this paper and talk about the different things. They talk about many things in meat and organs which are unique. They say there are amino acids and bioactive compounds that may be very important in preventing muscle wasting diseases such as sarcopenia, reducing food and caloric intake to prevent metabolic syndrome, blood pressure homeostasis via ACE inhibitory compounds from connective tissue, that's collagen, like we have in our skin, hair, and nail supplement, and maintaining a functional gut environment through meat-derived nucleotides and nucleosides. These are the things that make up DNA, and they have important, unique signaling roles. In addition, meat could be considered an important source of phytanic acid. How cool is that? I've never talked about phytanic acid, but I will on this mini podcast. A unique compound formed in meat, found in meat like carnitine, anserine, taurine, that is beneficial for humans. You can't get any of this stuff in plant foods. This is what you need to be healthy. So, all right, guys, let's dive into it. The first thing they talk about are amino acids and peptides. I love peptides. These are the unique signaling molecules found in meat and organs. If you look at our website at heartandsoil.co, we have so much information about the unique peptides found in our supplements, found in organs. But in the case of sarcopenia, muscle mass decreases of 1 to 0.5% per year begin at the age of 40. If you want to prevent this, I think eating a lot of protein, 1 gram per pound of body weight or goal body weight if you're trying to lose weight, along with organs and these health-promoting peptides, these tonic peptides, these signaling molecules in meat and organs are a key part of this. I don't think people are eating enough protein. They're just not. So you can see here in the article, they talk about the recommended allowance of protein. They say maybe 1 to 1.3 grams per kilogram per day could reduce muscle mass loss with age. I would say go 2 to 2.2, which is 1 gram. This is talking, they're talking in kilograms here, right? So if you're talking pounds, 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight per day, I think that's ideal for most people. Now, overall, sarcopenia is due to an imbalance in protein turnover. The satellite cell is important for the turnover of proteins in muscle tissue. And interestingly, meat hydrolysates contain ACE inhibitors, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. And it was found that treatment with ACE inhibitors had beneficial effects on muscle performance, though the mechanism is unknown. This could be one of the mechanisms by which meat helps us have muscles. The vegans out there are shriveling just thinking about this. Thus, besides having a favorable amino acid composition, meat may contain bioactive peptides capable of stimulating muscle accretion, that is muscle growth. And organs are right there too, you guys. This is what it's about. It's so incredible. Meat is so valuable. Organs are so valuable. There's also these cryptic peptides, these short molecules, which could have benefits in the gut. Let's move on here. Physiologic activities of meat protein and hydrolysates in the GI tract, satiety. Involvement of cholecystokinin-mediated signaling was demonstrated with a cholecystokinin receptor antagonist, and it's been shown to be released with protein and peptides found in meat. If you want to be satiated, eat meat and organs and animal fat. Get the nutrients here, get the peptides that improve satiety. There is also amino acid and peptide sensing in the GI tract mediated by taste receptors. This is fascinating. Meat protein hydrolysates have been shown to specifically stimulate signaling pathways that lead to improved insulin response through increased release of incretins such as GLP, glucagon-like peptide 1. Improved insulin sensitivity with meat. Again, the vegans are shriveling just listening to this. This could be of considerable importance in diseases like metabolic syndrome, diabetes, etc., hypertension. GLP-1, glucagon-like peptide 1. Peptide transporters and taste receptors expressed in the gut induce secretion of the satiety-inducing hormone, CCK. All right, more to satiety. ACE inhibitory compounds found in peptides from collagen after gastric hydrolysis. This is why I'm so excited that we're making a collagen supplement now. Skin, hair, and nails has trachea and scapular cartilage, which are unique forms of cartilage, much higher quality than hide and hoof cartilage, which is most other collagen powders. We use this really special type of cartilage. It's been studied by John Pruden, and I'll show you a screen share of that after this. He was a researcher who looked at the way that these specific peptides in these cartilages can help with immunity and wound repair, different than hide and hoof collagen, which is what you get in most powders. That's in our skin, hair, and nail supplement, along with liver and bone marrow. And these ACE inhibitory peptides are there too. Now, there's also many reports of the mechanism of anti-inflammatory action of meat suggested to be related to nitric oxide. I've talked about that before. and also chicken collagen hydrolysate. Many benefits to meat. Again, food quality matters. You cannot simply restrict calories. Nucleotides and nucleosides, as enterocytes, along with brain cells and bone marrow cells, have limited de novo synthesizing capacity of nucleotides and nucleosides. That means they can't make them from scratch, which means our need for them increases as we age and with physiologic stress. Do you think we should be getting nucleotides and nucleosides from meat for repair? Yes. Yes. From collagen, from meat, from organs? Yes. Most dietary nucleotides are absorbed as nucleosides, subsequently rephosphorylated in the enterocyte. That's how they're absorbed. Dietary nucleotides may increase the formation of mucosal protein, the concentration of DNA, and the length of the villi in the small intestine. Proteins, nucleotides, which are different than proteins, in meat, increase the formation of the mucosa in the gut, the concentration of DNA, and the length of the villi in the small intestine. How cool is that? The villi are these little finger-like projections in the gut that you need to project to absorb all your nutrients. I just have to pause this one and say that in the background, there's a blender making some sort of green smoothie, and that's frustrating to me. But I'm at a yoga resort in Nasara, and we're getting through. This is real life, you guys. So both dietary and parental supplementation of nucleic acids support mucosal cell proliferation and function as demonstrated by increased mucosal weight, protein, DNA contents, villus height, narrower, tight junctions of the jejunal mucosa. Animal foods, meat, and organs can repair your gut and improve tight junction functioning. It can heal leaky gut. There's also talk about microRNAs in meat. And then let's talk about phytanic acid. One of the fatty acids characteristic of ruminal products from ruminants, that is beef, which we make our supplements out of, fire starter, etc., is phytanic acid. It's a saturated branched fatty acid synthesized from chlorophyll and oxidized to form phytanic acid. It has been shown to be much higher in meat eaters than vegans, and it has unique functions in the human body. It is a ligand for many important enzymatic systems or even transcription factors like PPAR alpha and the retinoid X receptor. Phytanic acid, just a whole nother realm of these special fatty acids that are found in our animal foods that are valuable for us. If you want to increase the quality of your food, include more animal foods, guys. Include more animal foods. Include more meat and organs. This is what the Animal Based 30 is all about. I hope you will join us. This is how you lose weight. You do not lose weight to be healthy. You get healthy by improving your food quality, and that is how you lose weight. We'll show you what the least toxic plant foods are. We'll get you discounts on our desiccated organs. You will thrive. You will have a community. I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to benefit. I can't wait to see you in there. Stay radical. I love you all. Wait, the one thing I have to show you is John Pruden. Hold on. Hold the phone. So I thought this was cool when I found it. This is the obituary for John Pruden. Rest in peace, my man. Surgeon and researcher used medicines made from the cartilage of sharks, reptiles, and cows, the trachea and scapula cartilage that is in our skin, hair, and nail supplement, as well as the chitin of lobster and shrimp cells to heal wounds, treat a range of diseases. How cool is that? Cause of death was acute leukemia. Later, he found that bovine cartilage contained a protein that stimulated the immune system and inhibited the growth of blood vessels that tumors depended upon for nourishment. Thus, he believed the cartilage could be used to starve a cancerous tumor by suppressing its blood supply. He also found that the use of bovine cartilage increased the number of NK, natural killer cells, T cells, and other cells that could block replication of cancer cells. How cool is that? This is in the New York Times. This is a New York Times obituary. That's why we use that special cartilage in skin, hair, and nails, you guys. Check it out at heartandsoil.co. Go to Animal Based 30 to find all the good stuff and join us for this month. Stay radical. I love you all.